Hello and welcome to a very, very quiet Rochestown Park Hotel. I'm sitting here in the hotel room where there was incredible excitement earlier when Deborah Searle was on stage talking about her experience of being abandoned on the ocean and surviving, and then subsequently going on to meet the Queen and the captains of industry, and the rest is for her to tell, to be honest. But I've been incredibly lucky. I find myself, she has been good enough to sit down with me, and I'm trying to show her how Audioboo works. Deborah, welcome to Audioboo.
Thank you. I should have known about this years ago.
Look, isn't that what we always say? If only I'd known this years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued to know whether this would work from the South Pole.
Well, I tell you what, I will get on to the Audioboo team after this interview tomorrow, whatever, and we'll find out when they last had somebody go to the South Pole. Are you going to the South Pole?
I hope to next year, yes.
Right. Well, I tell you what, we'll give them some notice, and I bet you anything you like, they'll get you on Audioboo from the South Pole. Mm. That is my prediction.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, yeah. That would be great.
What would you do with it? Let me just ask, what would you do with it if you had an audio facility like this at the South Pole?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, the first thing, there's so many options. We could use it to inspire people who are following the journey, and that could be everything from doing educational programs with young people in schools through to corporates who might be backing it for sponsorship and they want their staff to be involved with it. We could do it as a way to keep our sponsors in touch, to keep the media in touch with what we're doing. There's just so much potential.
And this is you without actually me giving you a chance to think about it. This is just immediately off the top of your head. You can see how powerful it could be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't understand the technology behind it yet and how it would work with the satellite phones that we use on our expeditions, but I'm sure they've already done it with heaps of people before.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be so sure, but we'll, you know, we can find that out. Look, just this is by way of introducing you to Audioboo. Is there anything you'd like to know about Audioboo? I am a biggish user of it. Do you want to ask me a question about Audioboo?
Who first told you about it?
God, you have me there. How did I first find out
How
about
many
it?
Years have you been using it?
I'll say 2.5 years.
Okay.
In that time, I have made over 750 audio podcasts on it.
Wow. And do you have followers?
I do have followers.
How many followers do you have?
On the Audioboo itself, I think I only have about 150 followers.
But they follow through your links to Twitter.
Ah, you see, there's the king, yes. You see. There, yeah. There's a community of users who I link up with right on Audioboo.
Yes.
But this Audioboo can, after we finish it, literally, quick photo of you, quick title of the audio, click, tag it if we want to.
Yeah.
Tags, loads of tags, help the search engines to find it and all that. And depending upon the speed of the Wi-Fi here, within 3 minutes, it's gone out via my... to three places. It's gone out via my Twitter to 3,500 or something like that people. Obviously, some of them are bots and they don't count and all that. But to Facebook, to both Twitter and Facebook at the same time. And then it's on the Audioboo website.
Now, here's a very current question, because I saw this in the newspaper as I flew over to Ireland from England today. They are saying about the new regulations to the mobile phone providers about people using their internet connections abroad and putting a cap on it. How does Audioboo stack up in that respect to as far as bandwidth and, you know, download amounts in when you're using it abroad and the cost of that? Is it something that you found to be very expensive?
No, I personally have no idea about the costs, but I do know all the people who do know about the costs. I mean, they're a small team based in Borough High Street in London, right? Just around the corner from the market, right?
Yes.
I've been in there. They would even invite you. I'll bet you anything you like, right? Mark Rock, you hear that? You've got to invite this lady. but great team, small team there, very, very, very open. I would be ever so easy to tell you about what the costs would be. And, you know, there's loads of time before you go to the South Pole for off to find people to sponsor. And don't mind what the bandwidth is.
I'm working in America next week. I want to know if it's going to cost me a fortune to send this back. I guess as long as you can find a free Wi-Fi connection, it's free.
Absolutely. Mm. It's free. You can do it on Wi-Fi. But Look, I promise you, today is what day? It's Tuesday. It's Wednesday tonight. Is it or Thursday? I'm losing track.
29th. I can officially ask you to marry me if I wasn't already married.
And if I wasn't already married, I mean, my goodness me. Oh, here we are. But look, look, between this and you going to America next week, right?
Yes.
I have your Twitter contact, yes. Right? We'll stop this interview in a second, right? But I promise you that you'll go to America with every question you want about Audioboo.
Fantastic.
Available to you,
well,
right?
Well, if I can get it up and running by America, I'm going to get this.
Are you
on
iPhone
my
or Android, as a matter of interest? Do you, which do you use?
iPhone.
Your iPhone. Okay, so do I. That means I can speak with more.
Yes.
But I'll sort you out. I promise you,
right.
I'll get everything done, right?
And we'll get it on my homepage.
Thank you ever so much.
It's been
wonderful.
Fascinating.
Wonderful.
You've opened up my eyes to the world of Audioboo.
And you are the best person I've ever interviewed in my life. Let me stop.